You're listening to KRCU, and I'm joined in the studio now by Marla Mills, the Executive Director of Old Town Cape in Cape Girardeau. Marla, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Dan.
Good to have you here. So let's talk about this Vote Your Main Street project, which sounds very exciting.
It is very exciting. We were we feel really honored and special to be part of this project. The National Trust for Historic Preservation gave us a call a few months ago and asked us to or invited us to participate in a project that they're doing in partnership with American Express, and it's called Partners in Preservation, and it is a project that they've been doing for several years with an emphasis each year in a different area, and this year their emphasis is on main streets and downtowns across the country. So they've invited 25 communities across the country to participate in a competition, so to speak, to be awarded up to $150,000 in a grant funding for a preservation project.
And we're in that mix now. And so 10 towns out of the 25 will get this $150,000 to do a project.
That's right. And that's the exciting part, is that it's not just one, it's 10 of those 25 communities.
So if we were to win, and we really hope that we do, we'll tell folks how they can vote in a minute, what do we want to do in Cape Girardeau?
Well, our project is at Ivor Square, which a lot of people know as the Common Police Courthouse Park. And it's where the gazebo is, where we hold our Tunes at Twilight. Okay. So it's very dear to us. But it's really a great public park. And it has, over the years, the county and the city take care of it, but it needs some landscaping and some work. And what a lot of people don't know is that the structure that the gazebo, that as we call it, or the bandstand as it was built, is actually a historic structure. It was built in about 1913 or 1914, and it is it originally was built with a roof and has been used through the years for all kinds of band, bands and political rallies, mm-hmm. and that sort of things. So we have some great historic photos. Yeah. So we want to put the roof back on it. We want to, and the other thing we really want to do is tell the story of Ivor Square. The city council recently renamed that park to Ivor Square. Mm-hmm. So we really want to tell that story, do some reader boards, some signage, some interpretive, conversations there.
Okay, so 10 out of 25 towns will win this. So how can residents around here get involved and vote to make sure that Cape Girardeau is one of the 10?
Really, it's super easy, and it is a voting competition. There's a website called VoteYourMainStreet.org. If you go to that website, all you have to do is register it and create a password, and then once you've done that, you can go back every day, and each email gets 5 votes.
Okay, and folks can vote up until the 31st of October, right?
That's correct. The voting goes through the whole month of October. And we're excited because it's a great opportunity for the community. Rarely does an opportunity come to a community where you can bring in dollars from outside the community that you don't have to match. And it's also a bricks and mortar grant. And so a lot of times that doesn't happen either. So we also want to refurbish the fountain. There's just a lot that can be done to make it a great park for the community, and that's what we hope people will help us do by voting every day.
Marla Mills is the Executive Director of Old Town Cape. Marla, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Dan. It's VoteYourMainStreet.org.